You should read The Economist then, because I think you'd enjoy it.
I shall. Anyway, so this is from the Washington Post. It's a story about how hackers, and this is just from today, how hackers have gained access to the power grids of several countries and have extorted money. And in fact, in several instances, have actually turned off the power in the entire country. And this came out at a like a security conference for utility companies, and a CIA analyst told this story. And it turns out that, you know, most people didn't know about this. And this is going to be big. I think this is a huge story.
Yeah, I know, and it's breaking now. I'm familiar with this story. And it's I'd like to get a little deeper into it, because I'd like to find out what exactly these power companies are doing that leaves them so vulnerable.
Well, I'm thinking we can certainly trace which countries, and I have a feeling that the Netherlands might be one of them. So I'm going to see if there's anything to that, because we might be able to get any deeper. But this is just, man, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg of security of systems. This is happening all over the place, of course, not just with utilities.
Well, you know, there seems to be, when I see these kinds of stories out of the blue, and I know hackers do a lot of stuff, but every once in a while, when I'm starting to see it's focused attention on something that's a security issue, I'm always thinking there's some security company behind it saying, look, we got some software, we got some encryption stuff, nobody's using it, we can make a lot of money, let's shut down, you know, some podunk country in Africa, just shut them down from a distance, and then, you know, extort them if we can, but whatever the case is, bring it to the attention of everybody so we can sell some more products.
So your theory here, which I like, and of course, you know, am all over, is not very unlike my theory about the drug companies releasing viruses into the air to sell cold medicine.
Yeah, it's the same sick thinking.
So is it just sick thinking, or is it a reality?